Enron filed a bankruptcy reorganization plan today. It calls for most creditors of the failed energy company to receive less than 20 cents for every dollar they're owed. Most of what's left of Enron is to be sold off, and surviving companies will have new names. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Enron spokesman Mark Palmer calls today's filing of the 900-page reorganization plan a major milestone for the bankrupt company. Enron owes some $67 billion to creditors, including bondholders and bank lenders such as J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup. While most creditors will get only a small fraction of what they're owed, 14 to 20 cents on the dollar, Palmer says Enron has squeezed out as much value as it can.
That is a lot more than those creditors thought they were going to get a year ago today.
Even so, the payout called for under the plan is far below the average in corporate bankruptcies. WorldCom, for example, is expected to pay creditors about 36 cents on the dollar. Bankruptcy expert David Skeel of the University of Pennsylvania Law School says Enron's low return illustrates the gulf between the illusion Enron created during its heyday and the reality of what the company could deliver.
What creditors thought they were seeing was not there. The fraudulent accounting was giving misleading impressions of just how much business Enron had and how much value was there.
While the expected recovery by Enron's creditors is especially low, experts say the average payout in bankruptcy cases has fallen sharply in the last 2 years. Skeel suspects that's partly because scandals like Enron's strip companies of value, but it also reflects a change in the kinds of companies going bankrupt.
In a lot of these companies, they just don't have the bricks and mortar kinds of assets that traditional bankruptcies had. Many of these cases are new economy bankruptcies. And when the company fails, because so much of the assets are intangible assets and intellectual property types of assets, there just isn't as much value there.
What little Enron plans to pay creditors is mostly in the form of cash. But some creditors may also receive stock in three surviving companies, a pipeline operator, an international energy business, and an Oregon utility. Spokesman Palmer says together these companies employ some 12,000 people. None of the surviving companies will keep the Enron name, and Palmer says the rest will be sold off.
The entities that are left in the, quote, Enron estate, unquote, will be liquidated and Enron will cease to exist with this plan.
Enron says the reorganization plan already has strong support from the Unsecured Creditors Committee and other creditors. If it's approved during a formal vote, the plan could take effect early next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.